I had a conversation with my friend not too long ago. You know, of course, he knew I'm 41. He knew I'm, you know, a virgin. And I was telling him that, you know, I'm okay with permanently being single, or I'm okay with getting married. You know, either one, I'm good either way. And his response was, so you would be okay with dying a virgin? And I told him, yeah, I would be okay with that. Now, I know to maybe majority of people, that sound like a bad thing. That sound like, oh man, that's cold blood. That's just messed up, dying a virgin. But my question is, why would that be a bad thing, depending on why you would choose to die a virgin? Let's talk about something. Let's get into it in this video. Let's talk about some things in relation to virginity, in relation to me being a 41-year-old virgin. Let's really have some real talk here. Some straightforward, honest, self-reflection, real talk. When somebody like myself, who 41 and still a virgin, isn't getting sex, people automatically must, you know, they have assumptions. They say, oh, he must can't get sex, or something must be wrong with him. Let me just go ahead and clear this up. I mean, I've been offered sex. I had opportunities, multiple opportunities to have sex. If I wanted to, I could have had sex. I chose to pass on sex, right? And that, hypothetically speaking, because there are some people who may not be able to get sex, and they may be of a certain age, right? The thing is, why would you want to clown them for that? Like, you know, how would that benefit or help the situation? Let's really talk about some things in relation to me being a 41-year-old virgin, right? An unashamed 41-year-old virgin. Look. One thing I want to say is that I know that in the society that we live in, right? Let's just be real, right? It's looked at a certain way to have sex already, right? If you're having sex, if you been dealing with this woman, dealing with that woman, it's looked at as, you know, you get like cool points. Your social status is go up. You the cool dude. Yeah, blah, 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 this and that. You the girl who can, you know, who attract a lot of dudes or whatever, what have you. I'm not speaking against sex. There's absolutely nothing wrong with sex, right? The problem comes in when sex is misused, because sex have a purpose, right? I like to say this, and I say this in other videos that's on my channel, Virgin at 41. Instagram, YouTube, Facebook is on all those platforms. When you have something, whether it's sex, relationship, whatever. But in this case, we're talking about sex and relationship. That's what I do on my channel. If you have something that has purpose and you can get pleasure from it, whenever you place the pleasure before the purpose, a lot of times problems will ensue. Because a pleasure is just a feeling right quick. It just, a pleasure isn't, it can be shallow. It's just some pleasure right quick. But purpose is not shallow. Purpose is stability. Purpose can be the foundation of something. Other meaningful things in life, whether it's your life, people around you, somebody you're dealing with, other meaningful things in life are attached to purpose. Pleasure, sex in this instance, is supposed to be the cherry on the sundae. It shouldn't be the main ingredient. But when you operating through sex with just pleasure, or with pleasure at the forefront, you make it the main ingredient. And a lot of things that's, and I say this in other videos, a lot of things that's going on in the world, that's a problem in the world, is because of out of control sex drive, the sex drive, okay, being misused, if we won't be real about it, right? Because we think about stuff like when you think about problems in the world, people might say, crime, people might, you know, a plethora of different things that are problems, right? And you can blatantly see how those things are a problem, right? But the misuse of a sex drive, it get overlooked. First of all, because it's so normalized, that it get looked at as just no big issue. But a lot of the issues in the world, first, everything starts, all those people who might be criminals or whatever other problem you're talking about, first of all, they have to start off in someone's family, right? family, you gotta have sex in order for this man-woman situation, procreation, to even take place in the first place. Now, if someone's been misusing sex, that family home right there, just like I say in the video called Dating Wars. Start off the video by saying a lot of the problems that you see in this world that you complain about, stuff that you might see on the news, this and that and thus and so, a lot of them started by a man and a woman seeing each other, saying, nice to meet you, how you doing, exchanging numbers, and taking it from there, right? Because if you operating with sex at the forefront instead of being purposeful about your sex drive, you're going to hear me talk about purpose and intent a lot. But if you operating with sex at the forefront instead of being purposeful about who you're dealing with, why am I dealing with this person sexually? Am I just kicking it? Am I just trying to just get off? Is it just the social norm or the acceptable thing to do? I'm looking at this person, okay, we can get married. Their purpose aligned with my purpose in life? Because it's that deep. Because when you just throw it around, that's how you get the broken homes. That's how you get somebody getting cheated on, somebody being heartbroken, STDs, teen pregnancy. So when you clown somebody who might not be able to get sex, and that's why they're a virgin, or if somebody might look at me and automatically assume something and say, oh, he a 41-year-old virgin, and you frown upon that, you're frowning upon all that purpose. Because I'm doing it, the reason why I could have had sex. I'm purposeful, I'm trying to be purposeful about my sex, about my sex drive, who I link up with, because I know that sex drive, and it's the purposeful part of it, has other much more meaningful things in this society that we have to live in attached to it, like the raising of a kid and what happens when that family structure is broken. See, y'all seen the end result of it, see it on the news and complain about it, but let's talk about what started it. So you shouldn't, if you see somebody who's being responsible sexually, you're supposed to be applauding that, and you should really take a real self-assessment and look in the mirror. And we need to try to understand, why is it the social norm to do the opposite of that? And you keep seeing the results and complaining about them and wondering why it keep happening. This is one of the reasons why it keep on happening. So yes, you should applaud somebody who being responsible sexually, and you should try to make an effort to do it yourself. And you do not have to be a virgin to recognize certain things sexually, right? You could have had sex 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times, and still acknowledge these things that I'm saying, recognize the things that I'm saying, and even speak out about them. Even if you're in a struggle or a battle with, trying to, be responsible sexually, right? You can still acknowledge, okay, well, he did make some good points. You know what? That is legit. Yeah, I co-sign that. That is right. That is legit. You can still do that. You don't have to be a virgin to do that.